CapEx 2020 and American transmission companies Badger Cooley Lines are part of a major national energy infrastructure project. The two projects could merge in La Crosse if they're approved by Wisconsin's Public Service Commission. Part of CapEx 2020 is already running in Minnesota. Next year in Wisconsin, there will be more public hearings regarding environmental impact statements and final route decisions. The PSC commissioners are expected to make their final decision on the project in June. Tim Carlsgaard is a spokesperson with Xcel Energy, a partner in the CapEx project. He says the new 345 kilovolt power lines are needed to carry a higher capacity of energy.
Things at some point get old and run out of gas. You need to upgrade them, as you do with highways or anything else infrastructure-wise.
ATC's Badger Cooley line, running from La Crosse to Dane County, is not as far along. ATC officials are expected to narrow down the potential routes by fall. Both projects are facing opposition from organizations in some communities. Rob Danielson is with the Town of Starks Energy Planning and Information Committee, which is researching power line effects largely used by opposition groups. He says he hopes more people will speak out against the lines next year and see that it's not worth the ratepayer investment.
We can take the same amount of money and invest that in ourselves, in our own power, in our own communities, and do energy business the way that we all have learned works.
Some project opponents are advocating for locally generated energy. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.